the one who treated him with mercy. And what kind of mercy was it that the Samaritan showed to the victim of the robber? A mercy that was lavish, a mercy that didn't have any self-interest, a mercy that even made provisions for some time in the future. It was a generous and beautiful mercy. This is the kind of mercy that the Lord expects you and me to show to people. And we have been shown great mercy. And those to whom more has been given, more will be expected. What lavish mercy has the Lord shown to you and to me? Baptizing us, sealing us with his gifts of the Holy Spirit in our confirmation, feeding us with this feast of new life. Whenever we go to the sacrament of penance to encounter the Lord, we know his arms will be opened and he will extend to us generous mercy. This is what we have received. This is the kind of mercy that we're expected to show to others. It's not that we don't have to, usually, we don't have to look very hard to find opportunities to show mercy. Usually, those opportunities, we find them in abundance right in front of our faces. Have you ever noticed this about, I've noticed this about myself, and I'm just curious if you've ever noticed this about yourselves. Sometimes it's easier to be merciful to complete strangers than it is to the people the closest to us. Why? I don't know. Why do I have an easier time being generous and friendly and helpful to students who come to show up on our campus to go to college, and the monk down the hallway from me, who is a little bit crusty, a little bit of an unhappy camper, who I see every day and I've known him for years, why can't I be merciful and kind to Father Jerome? Why? I don't know. But that's the ugliness we're capable of. But we can't just settle for that. We can't just say, well, that's how it is. The Lord expects us to make some kind of progress. So today the Lord once again will show us lavish mercy in this feast of salvation. And we even say it, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. We're not worthy to be here. We're not worthy to receive him. But he comes to us anyway. He gives himself to us in this feast and lifts up our humanity anyway. Today may we find the strength, after having been shown such mercy here, to show love and mercy, yes, to strangers, yes, to people with whom it's easy to be kind and merciful, but even to the Father Jeromes in our lives.